Today's sermon for the first Sunday in Lent is based on the scripture from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 to 13, and is entitled Testing 1, 2, 3. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pray. Lord God of our hearts, minds, spirits, and souls, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's no accident that this scripture appears in all three of the synoptic gospels, the temptation of Christ, as they call it. The synoptic gospels, what does that mean again, synoptic? Synoptic means with the same eye. It means that the gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke are focused on the events of Jesus' life, but with slightly different emphasis. But there's still some comfort in the familiar here, isn't there? We hear a transfiguration story every year, and it's a little different, but the same thing. And this story varies a bit from gospel to gospel. But it's still got that same theme of Jesus overcoming the temptations that are set before him. It's nice to know that all's well that ends well. And that way, yeah, we can start off Lent with a little bit of a win. I know I probably need a little bit of a win. I've, like you, made a Lenten resolution and am already slipping a little bit. So I think what resonates with us in particular this year, in this passage, is the word wilderness, sometimes translated as desert. What are some images that come up when we're talking about a desert or a wilderness? We're thinking about all kinds of stuff, right? Lions and tigers and bears, oh my! Wildernesses and deserts, they're places that are barren, maybe unexplored, unfamiliar. In any event, they're full of things that we've probably never seen or encountered before. Oh, and the fact that most movies about wilderness include raging rivers or sandstorms or something that must be crossed, and bottomless chasms that only have a single old rope vine or bridge across them, there's danger in the wilderness or the desert too, isn't there? So let's also get into our imagery here that when we're in these places, it's probably not all that safe to be alone. And yet, wilderness, by definition, a wilderness doesn't include a lot of settlements or people. In modern Hebrew, one of the words for wilderness can also be translated as the wordless place. And while we might at times want to get away from it all, I don't know that we would want to find ourselves so far from everyone that help was not within earshot, or at least within an hour's drive or so if we did get into trouble, right? The Bible seeks to show us that although we may be living in the middle of a city, metaphorically speaking, we are in wilderness at various points in our lives. We don't actually have to be so far from everyone and so far from civilization to feel alone. In uncharted scenarios, in living situations and conditions, around people we may or may not want to be with. We can feel alone and scared if we shared exactly how we felt with each other, how vulnerable it feels, so we might not get the comfort we need or seek. And so we go into the wilderness in these wordless places to try to work it out. It's part of our culture to continue to think that we're individualistic and self-sufficient, that we can do most things on our own, right? That's how it is here in America. We're a very proud people. That's how we were brought up. But we also carry with us the accumulation of our lives to date, don't we? We carry with us our treasured friendships and love relationships. And we can, if we think about it, we can actually hear the voices of people who are long removed from our lives or long dead, but still in our hearts and souls. As much as we think we are alone in our times of trial, these voices are with us. Maybe we're not so alone. But still, the wilderness places gnaw at us, and we want an end to how uncomfortable that they feel. Jesus wanders for 40 days. I have to imagine that our wilderness times can feel just as long as they weigh on our hearts and our souls. The time frames of pandemic and quarantine that COVID has brought, I don't believe most of us would have imagined could be more than 2 years. In fact, if we remember back, we were a little bit dumbfounded that the CDC said we might have to put up with social distancing and masking for as long as 8 weeks. While we want to keep our loved ones desperately safe, we've all had more than our fair share of living alone when we would not have chosen to do so before February 2020. And as much as we may or may not believe we're alone in our thinking this way, it's been hard because we couldn't gather to share our collective angst, or more importantly, our collective hug, to feel each other's soul energy and know that, yes, this too shall pass. To never want for more, to be all powerful, to be able to live forever. These are the things we pray for in our weaker moments. And that's why they are never granted. And yet, these are the temptations that we seek when we're up against it, isn't it? If we only had a little more money to solve our problems, if we were only a little bit more in charge and in control of all the things and people in our lives so that we can call the shots and calm our emotions, and for us or our loved ones to be healed whenever we wish it, or simply to wish the plague away from all things for all time, well, the wilderness, the wild place of fears and doubts and aloneness is no more. If we had that power to be able to have no more fears or doubts or aloneness, I don't know about you, we'd have no more questions, no more reliance on our experiences or our ancestors, no more anticipation, no more hope or joy. We can do anything. Do we really want that? Maybe we want God in our heart to be with us, to cry as well as laugh, to guide us rather than decide for us, and to give us grace and others to just kind of get us through each day. Let us hear you, Lord, as we cry out from our wilderness places and souls. Are you there? We're like in the old Verizon cell phone commercials, right? Can you hear me now? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Lord, can you hear us now? Thanks be to God. Amen.